He had no idea how long he was out of it, but when he came to the second time, it was dark. There was absolutely no light where they were being held, and no sound penetrated the silence. He felt somewhat stronger. The intense agony had mellowed. No, not mellowed. Poor choice of words. More like subsided. But it was still there, coating his inner organs like a thick phlegm. His fingers touched the floor. He had some sense of lying on his right side. Lifting his head wasn't an option, but he could move other parts of his body slightly, enough to where he was able to emit a small palm-sized flame in his right hand. This time, he could see the other side of the small cell. Assuming he was backed into one corner, the cage couldn't be more than 10 by 10. Sharindar wasn't within visual range. A sliver of cold dread went through him. What if they'd removed her when he was unconscious? The bars are welded shut, titanium bars. It would take too much time, effort, and energy for them to arbitrarily burn a doorway into their specially designed trap to remove her, he told himself, hoping he wasn't wrong. Something nudged his arm, or someone. Quasar managed a small grin as relief wiped away his worry. Presently, a familiar face bent over his.
Hey, partner. Feeling any better?
How long?
You were out for 2 days. At least I think it was 2 days. Hard to tell when there's no window or clock.
You okay?
I'm hungry and thirsty. Otherwise, I'm peachy keen.
Her demeanor changed, and her eyes reflected her worry.
How about you?
Help me up.
You sure? I mean...
Share.
Okay, okay.
She disappeared from view. There was a tug at his back. Her hands were underneath his armpits as she tried to lever him into a sitting position. He held his breath, waiting for the pain to slice him to ribbons, but it didn't come. There was only that cold, flat numbness. Vaguely, Quasar wondered if this was the way quadriplegics felt, their bodies entirely oblivious to the brain's demands, yet their minds continued to function at a normal level, as usual. It was as if he was trapped inside a box of flesh, helpless, and with no chance of escape. Forced to live this way for an untold number of years. The thought terrified him.
All right, there. Better?
He was propped up, his back against the bars. Sharindar sat on her knees beside him. In the wan light coming from his hand, he noticed the bruises and marks on her pale skin. Wounds he hadn't seen earlier, except for the ones that discolored her face. Unable to help himself, his eyes roamed over her body, pausing at the sight of the small, full breasts with their quarter-size areolas and nipples like ripe raspberries. The way she sat prevented him from seeing further down, past her belly, but by the way her ribs and collarbones protruded, he could tell she hadn't been eating right for way longer than these past 2 days.
We have to get out of here.
Good. He could manage a sentence.
Hey, I'm all for that, but how?